Greek-style yogurt now accounts for about a quarter of all yogurt sales in the U.S. Much of it is made in upstate New York, where this low-tech industry is having a big economic impact. Katie Gleitzman of the New York Reporting Project at Utica College has the story.
Like many other upstate New York dairy farmers, Dave Collins hasn't milked a cow by hand in a while.
It's been quite a while, 20 years or so.
When Collins' grandfather ran the farm, he owned 6 cows. Now, Collins Knoll Farm is home to 650 milking cows, and that's not counting the more than 800 dry cows, heifers, and calves waiting their turn. Every day, a tanker truck collects milk from Collins and other local dairy farmers.
It's usually full when it leaves here. It's stopped at a couple other farms before it gets here. So it drives right to a plant somewhere. Most of the time it's down to Edmiston and Chobani.
You've seen it in the store, Chobani Greek-style yogurt. Its success is transforming the yogurt industry and revitalizing a piece of upstate New York. In only 4 years, Chobani, made by a company called AgriPharma, has earned the title of the number one selling yogurt in the country. Chobani buys 25 million gallons of milk a week from New York farmers like Collins, and it ships to all 50 states, Australia, and the city of Toronto.
This is our refrigerated warehouse.
Company spokesperson Kelly LaCourte stands amid piled high stacks of Chobani cases as forklifts fill up the 50 to 60 trucks that arrive each day to deliver them. The warehouse was built last year to handle the increased production. 1.7 million cases of yogurt pass through each week.
Pretty close to capacity as far as the amount of yogurt that we can produce, but our demand is so high that we're just doing our best to keep making enough yogurt.
Over the past several years, Greek yogurt has helped New York State dairy production increase about 10 to 12% a year. From Chobani to Fahe and Johnstown to Alpena and Batavia, Greek yogurt plants seem to be popping up everywhere. New York State's Director of Agribusiness Development, Pat Hooker, says Greek yogurt has given the dairy business a boost like he's never seen.
This is a once-in-a-generation event. Greek yogurt just dropped in and added a whole new component to our diet. And from a dairy industry standpoint, it's just seismic.
New York is the country's third biggest dairy state, with $2 billion a year in milk sales. All that production and know-how, said Hooker, plus access to the more than 60 million consumers on the eastern seaboard, help make the state an ideal location for yogurt manufacturers. And he says more may be coming.
I probably have, a half a dozen, I would just say, prospects right now, and they are in various stages of interest and commitment on the part of companies. We have not peaked out yet.
All those plants mean jobs for a struggling upstate economy. Chobani itself employs 1,100 people here and plans to add another 125 by the end of the year. A recent Cornell University study reported that each new processing job creates 4.72 additional jobs. And they help the dairy farmers like Dave Collins support local business, too.
If you want to stimulate the economy, just give it to a farmer because they can't keep their money. We update our equipment and everything else, so fixed a lot of barns this spring already.
While upstate New York dairy farms have always been a large part of the state's agricultural economy, Greek yogurt has given the farmers more than a reputation. It's given them a future. For WRVO, I'm Katie Gleitzman with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.